Told you there's a lot going on this weekend in the area, and one of the things that's been, I'm sure, on a lot of your calendars is the Fargo Film Festival. And if you have not, well, get it on your calendar, because there's a lot of great filmmaking that's being done, and a lot of people whom call this area home. One of those individuals in studio, Toby Jones, Fargo native, currently out in L.A., though, that does animation with the Cartoon Network, but has got a movie that you need to know more about. He joins us right now. Toby, welcome to KFGO. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on in. Mm-hmm. I know this is kind of a busy week for you, getting ready for everything.
Yeah, it certainly is proving to be.
Well, it's because you got a big event coming up, and of course, a lot of work has gone into this. And I don't know. I mean, I got a sneak peek of this for just a little of it. I need to now consume the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your movie.
This is a movie called AJ Goes to the Dog Park. It's playing Saturday at 3:30 at the Fargo Theater as part of the festival. And it is me and my friends from Fargo getting together, making the funniest, weirdest movie we possibly can with all just no money and just scrounging it together, doing it completely independently. Kind of in a way, it's a compliment to, but also a contrast to the kind of work that I do with the studios in LA that are more the fully funded type projects. This is like a kind of a whole different deal.
Now, I know this is fun with friends, but I imagine the process of doing this with people you like and enjoy being around is a lot more, well, enjoyable. I hope no one's from LA is listening, but the studio side versus what the hang out with buddies, talk about the dynamics and how that changes.
I think that there are pros and cons to each. I would say that certainly the pros of the hanging out with buddies and the way this type of project works is because it's totally independent. The only people who can tell us no is us. Mm-hmm. So there's no one stopping us from doing the silliest, strangest, most absurd, surreal stuff we can possibly imagine. And the only people who will take the blame for that is us.
Uh-huh.
And the only problem with working with your friends, of course, is maybe, let's say, they all have day jobs. And so you got to figure out a way to schedule around their day jobs if you want to get them in your movie, get them to help out.
I noticed some cameos in the first 15 minutes I was able to see. Now, were those people that were just happened to be around saying, hey, look, we're desperate? Or are they actual friends of yours?
Oh, everybody in the movie usually is okay. Somebody I know or somebody who has been trusted and recommended and all of that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm not gonna spoil anything, but folks, you're going to be seeing some familiar faces.
Oh, for sure.
In this movie when you get on down there. And this lineup, you guys are on the 23rd, right?
Yep, 23rd this Saturday at 3:30.
Okay. So as far as the duration, because I always saw 15 minutes.
Yep.
Is that half? Is that...
The movie is feature length.
Okay.
But it's short. It's about 79 minutes long.
Okay.
So it's a full-length movie, but a short movie. And that's just to my personal taste. I think comedies, it's really nice if they're breezy and short. You get in, get out. We try not to overstay our welcome and just hope that when you go and see it, that you didn't get too bored and had a lot of good laughs.
See, I like that. Here's the thing that I always come back to when it comes to, and this is on the music side.
Mm-hmm.
I always talk about like these bands that make songs that are like 7 to 10 minutes. Not necessary. You can get that all in like 2 to 3 minutes. That's what I prefer. On to the next one.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it concise. So I like that attitude. But when it comes to comedy, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's some genres which, okay, you have to let it breathe a little bit more.
Yep.
Not necessarily with comedy, though.
No, no. And especially something like this where it's like, hey, you know, we don't know who's coming to this movie. We just want to make sure that, let's say you come to the theater and you don't know what you got into and you're like, this isn't for me. It's like, well, you're not going to, you know, it's not going to take up too much of your time.
I have been in that situation before. I knew what I was getting into. I just didn't know how terrible of a decision I had made.
And it was 2.5 hours long.
Yes. I didn't make it the whole 2.5 hours. It hasn't been often. It has happened. It was the Hulk. Not the Marvel one, but the, like, was it?
The Ang Lee one with Eric Bana?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Controversial movie, polarizing.
Well, and I was on the polar side that said, this is trash. I must leave. I think that's the only movie I've done that for. I guarantee if you get on down to this movie, though, folks, you're not going to do that because it's fun. Like I said, I got a preview, a sneak peek, if you will. And knowing that there's so much more to the story that I haven't seen yet, I got to get down there. As far as the process goes, you talk about the studio, you talk about doing this with your friends. The time constraints of getting this together in time, but also the fact that you're limited on what your friends have. I mean, was that the biggest challenge? Or what was the biggest challenge of making this movie?
That was absolutely the biggest challenge because that was kind of when, you know, kind of the fantasy of doing this fun thing kind of becomes a reality. It all started with me just making a script as like a fun exercise. You know, I have my day job making cartoons, and at the end of the day, I would just sit down and try and make myself laugh with just like the silly script that just kept growing and growing and growing until it was a full movie. And everybody was really excited that I called, you know, Ben and Tucker and AJ and all these guys. They all really wanted to team up and make this movie together. And the difficult part was indeed just scheduling it. It ended up taking 3 full years. Well, not 3 years of trips to Fargo where I would drop in for a couple months at a time and work around everybody's schedules and get a chunk. So that first 15 minutes you saw was year one. We shot another 30 minutes year two, another 30 minutes last year. So 21, 22, 23 were the 3 years we shot this movie, and we finally finished it very recently.
That sounds very difficult to take that big of a gap in between shooting and try to get people. I have changed in my appearance over 3 years. Hair has grown, weight has been gained.
I can relate.
Yeah, so I mean, how do you manage that? Do you tell, oh, I strict diet, Ben, because you know you're coming on, you're the street thug.
Yep.
You need to look lean and mean.
Exactly. Look, we did our best, is what I'll say. You know, because we have the footage, we can point to it. And you know, if I'm coming to town, I'll talk to AJ, the star, and he's a producer on it. And it's just like, there's your beard. Let's make sure your beard and haircut are as close as they can be to what you had. But it's certainly one of the things. The years passing can cause a lot of challenges. For example, let's say we have a location that we shot at. It's like an office. And we come back a year later and somebody turned that office into an exercise room. Suddenly we have to find a way to put it back to being an office for a couple days while we film in there. Or let's say we shoot at a friend, Greg Carlson, kindly lets us place an entire wrestling ring in his backyard to shoot. Well, turns out there are actually more scenes there. A year later, we have to do it all over again and put the wrestling ring in the backyard a second time. So it multiplies the difficulty actually quite a bit, but it makes it quite an adventure.
Where does one find a wrestling ring?
You know, the way things go around here, you know, you always know somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah, it's good to know a guy. I come back to that as well. Toby Jones, our guest, Fargo native, and he's got the movie that you're going to see, AJ Goes to the Dog Park, and it's Fargo Film Festival, March 23rd. I keep going back to, you know, you think about these productions that involve friends. Do they ever take the liberties like, hey, I know Toby personally. I'm going to really try to take one. This scene for a walk here. Do you ever have to rein your friends back in, and how difficult is that?
Well, you know, my friends are all very funny people.
Okay.
And so often
not everybody can say that. My friends claim that too, but they really are.
And so often people will be pitching ideas, and we try our best to include whatever we can. You know, we try to say it's a fun factory. We're all trying to do fun stuff. So, you know, for example, Ben Hansen, who's a producer, you know, he pitched a few lines and jokes, and some of them made it in. We shot them, and some of them, it's like, sorry, we don't have time today. You know,
we're out of time, man. Sorry. Yeah.
Look, we actually have a term for this. We call it this is a bit of a walk. So if you have patience for this, we call it Bill Clinton mask stuff. Because when we were in high school, we had a friend who, whatever we were filming, he would just pitch random stuff to us, being like, "What if I'm running around in the background wearing a Bill Clinton mask?" And it's just like, what would that add to the scene? It would just be confusing. So any non sequitur pitch, we call it Bill Clinton mask joke.
Okay. Some insider knowledge for all of you listening.
Yeah, you can use that. You can use that for free.
Yes. People would say, huh? Be like, well, if you're listening to After These Live, you'd understand. but this movie is going to be out again, folks, on March 23rd. I'm curious about cartooning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, tell us a little bit more about your day job when you're not back here in Fargo for the Fargo Film Festival.
Sure. So for the last decade or so, I've been working primarily in the animation industry in Los Angeles. So I've worked for shows like Regular Show, OK KO, Let's Be Heroes, Jellystone, and Shape Island. And I've done everything from writing to storyboarding to show running on these projects.
Very interesting.
Oh,
great. How do you, from Fargo to L.A. doing this? I mean, that's not like, okay, I know a guy that knows a guy, like we're saying, you know, about a wrestling ring.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, schooling, or how did you get to L.A. to be a partake of this? Because I know there's people listening, so that's a pretty cool job.
Right. Well, yeah, it was certainly a unique experience. I went to the Minneapolis College of Art and Design, where I studied filmmaking.
Okay.
And this was around the time, you know, there was a recession happening at that time. Mm. Weren't a lot of great job prospects. But it was also right when Adventure Time and Regular Show first premiered on Cartoon Network. And these were a new wave of shows with a new, unique perspective comedically.
Yeah.
And they were having trouble finding people who fit the perspective and tone of those shows. So they were looking at all over the place. And I just happened to read, literally the creator of Regular Show, J.G. Quintel, tweeted, and this was in 2011, "We're looking for a storyboard artist on Regular Show." And that's a show where if you do the storyboard, you also write the dialogue and the jokes. And I just cold messaged him on Facebook. And I was like, "Hey man, I'm a big fan. Can I test for this?" You do a test. Mm-hmm. And within 3 weeks, I was moving to LA because They were looking for somebody who could write the humor of that show. It was a unique tone that they were having trouble finding somebody. They saw something in what I submitted to them and in my work, and they saw the potential in somebody who had no experience at that time. And that was sort of the beginnings of what became a very long career.
That's incredible. That really is. Folks, all the more reason why you're going to want to go out and see this talent on display. Toby Jones' friends, Ben Hansen in studio as well. You know Ben. You've been on the show a number of times. You can stop forward and say hello if you're able to turn your mic.
He's just been doing a deep lounge friend, this whole time.
But I, you know what? I'll give him credit, or I'll bring some random thing up that you didn't hear before. Toby's even gotten to direct voice actors like Mark Hamill and like Weird Al Yankovic on animation projects.
I didn't direct Weird Al Yankovic.
You didn't? I thought you did voices.
But I did direct Wallace Shawn.
Okay.
See, you literally are giving him too much credit. See, Mark Hamill's a good name to drop.
This is why I should have stayed back in the chair. I do remember when Toby got that application, and he like locked himself in the basement. We were roommates at the time. Like, locked himself in the basement for like 3 weeks straight. And we're like, we're having a party upstairs. He's like, no, we're not. I have to be down here applying for this job. And I'm like, I don't know what you're doing, but
but good luck with that. Then it turns out, hey, turned out pretty good.
Jokes on me.
Genuinely, all my friends thought I would get the job. I was like, I'm spending all this time, I'm doing my best, but there's no way this is going to happen. I'm just some guy. And everybody secretly was like, he's getting that job. Really? They all looked, it's wild. They all had faith. They all had faith in me that I didn't have in myself.
Final question for you, Ben, then I'm going to wrap it up with Toby. How did it feel when your friend said, nah, that one's, we're out of time. We don't have enough time for your jokes, man.
I thought, you know, sounds about right. Yeah. I'm just happy to be here.
He's got a couple good laugh lines in the movie, though, that he contributed. Okay. To, so it all works out.
Very good. Folks, again, Toby Jones, Ben Hansen, our guest as well. Ben, a friend of the show here. Toby, now a friend of the show, and somebody you can catch on Cartoon Network and here, Fargo Film Festival. Give them the rundown one more time about the movie, when they can see it, and I'll let you guys go.
We're talking about AJ Goes to the Dog Park. It's a locally made independent comedy. Full of wacky jokes and local talent and locations. It's Saturday, 3:30 p.m. at the Fargo Film Festival, the Fargo Theater.
Toby, it's a pleasure, man. It's fun to catch up.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll check out the remainder of the show beyond the 15 minutes. I was able to get the sneak peek. I'm looking forward to that. Folks, we're going to get you some of these messages. We'll come back. Reminder at 4 o'clock. Today's Keeping It Real with Eric Katz. You got a question, comment? You got to send those in now to 35270. I'm Tyler Axe. Just After These Live is rolling on here on KFGO.